Welcome, everyone. I'm Spiro for ActivistPost.com. Thanks for tuning in. America's frontline workers are now receiving the COVID vaccine. It was reported that two healthcare workers who did receive the experimental shot in Alaska both experienced an adverse event minutes after taking the shot. Both were admitted to the emergency room, and one was transferred to the ICU after experiencing severe adverse events, which include a rash all over the face and torso and difficulty breathing. Both are expected to survive. Now, one of the healthcare workers had no history of allergies. Now, this is similar to the two healthcare workers who also experienced adverse events in the UK after receiving the experimental shot, prompting the government there in the UK to issue a warning that pregnant women and children and people who have allergies to medicine, vaccines, or food to avoid the shot for now. Now, today, healthcare workers in Chicago received the COVID vaccine, and about 10 minutes later, a nurse who received the shot passed out on TV.
When you woke up this morning, did you know you were going to be receiving the vaccine?
I did, yes. So, you know, all of my staff, we are excited to get the vaccine. You know, we are in the COVID unit, so therefore, you know, my team will be getting first chances to get the vaccine. And I know that it's really, I'm sorry, I'm feeling really dizzy. I'm sorry.
Now, the local media reported that the nurse did regain consciousness and appeared to be okay, and that's a good thing. She also stated that she's happy she took the shot. But remember, this is an experimental vaccine that has not yet received official approval from the government regulators. The Pfizer vaccine has only received emergency use authorization, and the trials are still ongoing. So that makes this an experimental shot in my book, and the public are the guinea pigs. Now, stay tuned for a more in-depth report on this topic coming out very soon. I've just about wrapped it up. Now, be sure to also follow my work on BitChute, as this channel here on YouTube may not be around for much longer. Reporting for ActivistPost.com, I'm Spiro. Thanks for watching.